Hey, you're listening to Soul Magic Sessions. This is me, your host, Kirsty Callow, and I'm here to help you reconnect with and reawaken your true divine essence and your inner magic. So let's get started. Hey, welcome to today's session. This is session number 2 of the Soul Magic Podcast. With me, your host, Kirsty Callow, and I'm so excited and grateful that you're here and listening. This podcast is an opportunity for me to share some of my deeper teachings, so things that I may teach on my blog. Well, I don't really have a blog, it's more like just a collection of my random thoughts and videos. I really wanted to create something where I could just talk with a bit more detail and at a bit more length than I would do on a video or on a post. So I'm excited to share with you this topic today, and it's all about forgiveness. Now, this is a requested topic from some lovely ladies in my free group, which is called Turn Your Magic Back On. It's a free Facebook group, so feel free to pop along if you want to join us in there. And it's a safer space for if you've got things that you want to share. Or even if you want to ask some questions following this podcast, or if you want to request a topic, please feel free to contact me within the group or through any social media means. I'm at Kirsty Callow anywhere on social media. So before we get started, I really just want to invite you to prepare yourself, because today's topic can be a emotionally raw one, and with everything that I speak on, this is just my perspective. This is not me saying that this is what you have to do to forgive, or this is what you should do, or this is the only thing you can do. This is literally my own perspective, based on my own experience, based on years and years and years of learning these concepts and really immersing myself in the world of spiritual development and personal development and just expansion and growth and consciousness. This has been a 12-year journey for me, and obviously beyond that in other lifetimes, of course. But right now, this is what I feel called to speak on, things that might feel in some way triggering to others. And I believe that sometimes when things are slightly triggering, and you'll know, like, as you're approaching this, you might get a sense of, oh, I'm not sure if I want to listen to this. Or it might be a straight out, actually, I'm not ready for this. Trust wherever you are on your journey. As with everything that's available out there as information, it's information. It's somebody else's opinion or guidance, and it's up to you to decide whether or not you want to take it on. It's up to you to decide if you want to keep listening. So if you listen to this and it resonates with you, hurrah. If you listen to this and it doesn't resonate with you, fine. But what I'm saying here is that just because it doesn't particularly fit you up where you are right now, it doesn't mean that it won't in the future, and it doesn't mean that it hasn't worked for other people. And I preface by saying this because for those of us that have deep truths to tell and have wisdom to share, it can be really difficult sometimes to put ourselves out there, especially if it's going against the grain. And probably what I'm going to say today might feel a little bit like, oh, a bit against the grain, a little bit like, well, who is she to be saying that? But I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to say this anyway, because I feel like this is very, very, very important as a topic. So just before we start, for those of you that don't know me, I teach on these kind of concepts of how to embody our true divinity, how to reawaken our inner magic and live our life according to our soul, according to our soul's purpose, according to our soul's desires, to live lives that fully allow us to be expansive and lit up. And one of the things that I think can inhibit that is when we have our own stuff, when we have our own baggage, when we've been through particular things, whether it be particular traumas or whether we've held on to particular patterns and beliefs. And so what I do is in no way to replace what you might do with, say, a therapist or a counsellor or any other medical professional. This is just a different perspective that you might find helpful. But anyway, let's get started. So before we start, take a nice deep cleansing breath in and out. Now you can listen to this podcast with your driving, if you're doing anything really. But obviously, the more relaxed that you are, probably the more accessible this information will be. And obviously, make sure that you're taking care of your own well-being here. So forgiveness, what does it mean? Forgiveness for me is all about letting go of something, and by doing that, freeing myself. So much of the time when we've maybe been through something that has been deeply traumatic and deeply wounding, and there is another person involved, or it even can be things that we've done to ourselves, one of the things that can stop us from healing and moving through that is not letting that thing go, not being able to, not saying like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm just not going to let it go, or I'm not going to forgive. But sometimes it can be hard to know, well, how do I forgive this? And this is where this is such an individual, personal thing, because wherever you are in your life is going to be different to where somebody else is. It's going to be different to what I went through as a child, or what you went through as a child, or what you're going through now, what I'm going through now. So there isn't like a blanket one size fits all. But what I would say is this, I think this is a universal truth, is that when we forgive something, we free ourselves. When we forgive something, it is about freeing ourselves from the bondage of that pain. And it's not really necessarily about the other person that's involved. So I want to start by saying that if there's something that you're holding on to right now, or something that is causing you pain, something that you feel like, I wish I could forgive that, or I want to forgive that, I want you just to kind of check in with yourself. So again, it's up to you how deep you want to go with this. This is an invitation. You're choosing to listen to this. But feel out whatever it is that naturally wants to come to the surface when I ask you, what is it that wants to be forgiven? Allow yourself just to let whatever comes up, come up. You might also notice heavy sensations in your body or resistance. Don't worry. Just allow yourself. Don't force yourself. This isn't about forcing yourself. In fact, even just using that word, forcing yourself, makes me feel absolutely anxious. I just want you to be as comfortable as you can be, but allow yourself to just tune into what is it that wants to be forgiven or is ready to be forgiven. So when you think about that thing, and obviously it's going to be different for different people, I want you just to bring to mind, is there somebody in mind? So when you're thinking about that thing, maybe it's a memory, or maybe it's a core belief that you're holding on to and you're ready to forgive that thing. And forgiving, like I said, is really about freeing ourselves from that. Who is the person that comes to mind? So allow that person. Again, allow yourself to do this as deeply as you want to. Maybe this isn't for you right now. You might decide to switch this off. But if you want to keep going, allow that person to come into your mind. And then think about, when you are thinking about forgiveness, do you feel like you lean more towards an energy of, I can't forgive because I don't want to let this person off the hook? Or is it more of, I want to forgive because I want to free myself? So there's a difference there, or it could be that actually I just want to forgive. Like if you're in resistance to forgiving, you might have a sense of, I can't let this person off the hook, or I can't let this thing go. And just tune in and see if there's any resistance here. Or it could be that you say, I can't let myself off the hook. I can't forgive myself. What if I screw up again? If I forgive myself, then I'm kind of letting myself off the hook. There could be some kind of reasoning behind there. So just, I'm going to just pause for a moment just to let you really sink into that. And today is just an exploration. You know, you don't have to do anything with whatever comes up, but by just paying attention to it, believe me when I say that when we give our attention to something in a different way, so we're not giving our attention to this perpetuating this, you're actually exploring this because there's a part of you that wants to let it go or is ready to let it go. And maybe even that you know how to let that go, that even just by beginning this, you're like, yeah, I feel like I'm ready to forgive. But for those of you that aren't quite there yet, this exploration is going to be helpful in establishing what part of you does not want to let this go, or can't let it go, or doesn't know how to let this go. And I want to put this out there and say that this is a choice. Okay, this is going to be triggering for some, but forgiving is a choice. It's not easy, but it's a choice. And when you get to a stage where you find it easy, then you have healed the majority of the wound. And that's why doing this prep work and understanding where you are and seeing that, you know what, I don't want to let this go yet. I'm not ready to forgive this person yet. That's still okay. There is no right or wrong. And sometimes when we hear things like, okay, forgiving this person is a choice, that can be deeply triggering, because if we're nowhere near healed, if that wound is still raw, it can feel like that wound can be like, how dare you? You don't know what I went through. You don't know what's going on for me. And that's absolutely fine. Allow yourself to let that come through. So with this exploration, be truthful with yourself. Is this triggering you? Is this making you feel uncomfortable? And if so, speak to that. Speak it out loud or write it down now. Like, this conversation is making me feel uncomfortable because, or this conversation is making me feel sad because, just let that out. So if you need to, pause this audio, go grab a piece of paper and a pen, or just pause this audio and just allow yourself just to speak out what it is that you're feeling right now, you know, having broached this topic. Don't feel like you have to suppress this. Allow yourself, if you feel ready to explore this. And if you don't feel ready to, you could literally just turn this off and go about your day. And maybe later on you might come back to it, or you might never come back to it. But my biggest intention with all the work that I do is really to create this knowing within us that we know that we are here to, and that everything that we have, everything that we need to support ourselves, we already have. And if we don't already have it, that we're going to be guided to it if we just trust ourselves. So whatever comes up for you right now, what if you trusted yourself that you could handle it? What if you trusted yourself that anything that's coming up for you is coming up to be healed, and it's not coming up to wreak havoc in your life? Now, like I said, this is not to substitute anything else that you may have as support in place, any other therapies or any other interventions that you might have going on. But this is just a chance for you to see things differently. So pause this audio and just reflect on, how is this making you feel? And then when you're ready, come back to it. Okay, so now that you've had some chance and opportunity to sort of understand, how does this make me feel? I want you to now understand, why does it make you feel like that? So again, we're going back to this issue or this thing that wants to come up to be forgived, or that you feel on some level you're ready to forgive. And you've brought it to the surface and you've thought about that other person, and you're kind of getting a sense of, when I'm thinking about forgiveness, am I thinking about no, you know, and don't worry if this is where you are, because this is where you are. If there's a part of you that's like, hell no, I'm not forgiving that person, I can't let this go, then explore that. Explore how that's making you feel. If right now you're like, yeah, do you know what, I'm ready to forgive, then hold tight. And towards the latter part of this podcast, we're gonna go into a bit of detail there on really that forgiveness process, or my idea of the forgiveness process. So why can you not? Why do you feel the way that you feel? Really allow yourself to sink into this. Really acknowledge. This is about acknowledging. It's not bypassing it and going, well, why do you feel that way? Like, you know, you should be over this by now. To be honest, that's really not helpful for anyone. You know, when we've been through things, we need to process it. And if there's any part of you that feels like, well, I should be over this by now, like, why am I still mourning this? Why am I still angry at this person? I should be over it. You're literally bypassing how you feel. Allow yourself to feel how you feel, and then ask yourself, yeah, why do I feel this way? And that's from an actual open question. Why do I feel this way? Like, what was it that made me feel this way? Like, what was it that caused me to have this sensation? Really acknowledge what happened. And when we do this, it can be sometimes being natural and normal to go back into that place of, yeah, that thing happened. And you can, again, bring up those emotions. And again, we are human beings. We are emotional beings. We are meant to feel. We are meant to feel. So whatever you're feeling, allow yourself to feel it. Trust yourself that what you're feeling is safe and it's okay. And like I said, if you need extra support in this and you want to seek alternative therapies or you want to reach out to me, please feel free. But trust yourself that whatever it is that you're experiencing right now, whatever it is that you're experiencing right now in this moment is okay. So explore that. Why do I feel that way? And now once you've really acknowledged why you feel that way, and again, you might want to pause this audio if you need more time, I'm going to invite you to really again, like, deepen your sense of acknowledgement. Yes, this happened. Yes, I feel this way because that happened. It's absolutely okay for me to feel this way because it happened. Now what? This is the important part. You're going through this process of, this happened. This is how this thing made me feel. This is why I felt this way. Like, you're connecting those dots. You're saying, yes, this is valid. I feel this way and this is valid. This is okay. And this could take several tries of this. It could take several... you know, going through this several times, because it's like a process, it's like a peeling back of the emotions of this. And the more you do this kind of thing, what I call inner work, the lesser this will feel, the easier this will feel on your heart. But you're kind of connecting the dots and acknowledging, yes, I feel this way. And then you're going to ask yourself, now what? What do I want now for me? What do I want for me around this issue, this thing that's been there? What do I want for me? And just allow yourself just to sink into that. What do you want for you? Do you want to be free of that? Do you want to let it go? And then I'm going to invite you to consider, what would it be like if you could let this go? If this thing was forgiven? And again, we're not talking about forgiveness as in letting someone off the hook. What if forgiveness actually meant freeing yourself from it? Like, just to consider for a moment what your life would be like if you didn't have that thing hanging over you, if you'd forgiven it and you could move on. Like, just for a moment, allow yourself to sink into what that would be like. How might your life be different? What things could you have? What would improve in that relationship? Now, this is really particularly powerful if you have somebody in your life right now who you love this person, you need this person, you know this person is a part of your life basically, and you can't disconnect your relationship with this person, because sometimes actually disconnecting from that person can help, but it doesn't necessarily heal the wound, it doesn't necessarily free you. And so sometimes it can be so powerful if you're still in the relationship with that person, maybe if it's a parent or a sibling or a close family member or a very good friend, somebody that you still love and care for, could be your spouse. If you desire to still be in that relationship, but you just can't seem to let go of this, this is powerful, because you can actually heal your relationship with that person just by doing this kind of inner work. That other person might not necessarily even know you're doing this. They might not even change, but you will change. And through you changing, your relationship with that person changes. Sometimes we can want the other person to change because we feel like that's going to be the solution. If that other person is different, then, oh my God, then our relationship will be different. But actually, it's not that way. It's not that way. It's our perception of that person, and it's ourselves that creates a difference in the relationship. It doesn't mean that person isn't going to behave in the way they are, but maybe your boundaries will be different. Maybe you will say things in a different way. Maybe you will choose to remove yourself. Maybe there'll be something different that will happen. Now, again, this isn't about placing blame on the person who's been through something, but it's about really taking your power back. It's about taking your power back and deciding, what do I want for me? Now what? So if you really want to be free of this, if there's a part of you that's still like, oh, I'm really not sure, then maybe go back through these exercises. But now what we're going to do is move into a space where it's like, imagine that you do want to let this go. If this is like, I actually feel like I want to be free of this. And you've envisaged what your life would be like if you were free of this. And you kind of get a glimpse of that. And you're like, do you know what? Yes, I want that. Yes, I want to be free to this for this. Yes, I'm done with carrying this for this length of time. I want you to take a big, deep breath in. Okay. And if you feel ready to, and again, this is only if you feel ready to. And I want you just to, for now, to just to let go of anything that may come up and be telling you that this isn't going to work, or anything that might be coming up and say, well, it can't be this easy, or anything that's saying, well, it's easy for you to say that, Kirsty, you don't know what I've been through. Any part of you that wants to say that, you don't have to suppress it, but just allow it to come up and just come back down and go back to your intention, which is, I want to let this go. I want to be free of this. I want to forgive this. If that's how you feel, because there could be a part of us that is so terrified about what happens if I forgive this, that won't even let you get this far. So if you've come this far, then see what happens if you just go this extra step, if you feel called to. So close your eyes. Obviously, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. if you're operating machinery, don't close your eyes. Make sure that you are somewhere safe and relaxed where you can do this. So again, you might want to pause the audio and come back to it. But as you close your eyes, I want you just to allow yourself to let the sensation of this issue, this thing that wants to be forgiven, I want you just to bring it into your energy field, which just basically means just feel it and let it just allow it just to permeate wherever it wants to permeate. Allow it to just be. And just keep breathing. And if there's a part of you that is just not feeling good in this, stop. But if there's a part of you that wants to keep moving through this and feels a little bit anxious, a little bit unsure, just keep breathing and just keep reminding yourself that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And you've got a person in mind about who now you're ready and willing to forgive. And again, if we can reframe forgiveness, it's not about letting that person off the hook. It's about letting yourself be free. Bring this person into your mind's eye. Imagine them stood in front of you. And just allow yourself just to breathe in and just notice this person in front of you. The person that you want to forgive. The person that you're ready to forgive. And just imagine yourself telling this person how this situation made you feel. How their actions or their words have actually caused you to feel. And this person is just going to stand there. They're not going to defend themselves in this scenario, in your imagination. It's not a conversation. This is just you sharing how this has made you feel. It's you sharing your heart and your emotions with this person. And this person is just going to stand there, and they're just going to allow you openly to share this. They're not going to defend themselves. They're not going to walk away. They're just going to accept what it is that you're saying. So pause this audio if you need to, come back to it, but do this exercise where you envisage the person in front of you and you're telling them in whatever way feels most healing for you. You're telling them how you feel, how this made you feel. And just come back to this audio when you feel like you have spent enough time doing that. Now, the other thing to bear in mind is that this might bring up a lot of emotion. You might feel sadness, rage, anger. You might feel happy. You might feel relief. Again, whatever it is, know that it's safe for you to feel. It's safe for you to feel. It's safe for you to feel those emotions. And when you're feeling emotions, when you're allowing them to come out, they're no longer in you. It's our emotions that we keep suppressed and stuck that cause us all of this pain. Okay, so now look at this person, and I want you to imagine that every single thing you've told them, that they have actually taken it on board, and they know there is absolutely nothing they can say other than these words. And I want you to imagine them saying these words to you. Now, even if in your real life you think, oh, this person would never say this to me. They would never, ever say this to me. I want you, for the purpose of this exercise, or I invite you, just to go with this. So you've got this person in front of you and you've shared everything with them. You've poured your heart and your soul out. And the only thing they know they can say are these words. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. And I just want you just to imagine that person in front of you just saying those words over and over and over again. And this is the powerful thing. If that person were really saying, I am so sorry, please forgive me, would you be willing right now to open your heart and allow that forgiveness in? Would you be willing to allow them to say sorry? Would you allow yourself to let that in? And if you are, as that person is saying it in your mind's eyes, in your visualization, I want you just to imagine your heart space just opening a little bit more with love. Imagine that person saying it, and imagine that as they're saying it, every time they say it, you believe them more and more. You can see that they are sorry and that you are believing that they want your forgiveness. And another way to do this is imagine them as a little child saying this. I am so, so sorry. Please forgive me. Imagine them as a 4 or 5 year old child saying to you, as you are now, I am so, so sorry. Please forgive me. I am so, so sorry. Please forgive me. Keep that visualization going. And with each plea for forgiveness, allow your heart to open that little bit more. Keep breathing in. Keep letting it in. And again, you might want to pause this audio if you feel like you need a longer period of time. If not, we're going to move through to the final phase of this. When you feel ready, I'm going to invite you to offer these words to that person. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. This is actually stirring up quite a lot of emotion in me, and I didn't really have even a scenario in my mind, but even saying those words, I forgive you, is so healing. It's like a part of myself just released. So please don't underestimate the power of those words. I forgive you. I forgive you. And as you say that, look at that person in their eyes. You can imagine them as a child. You can imagine them as 100 years old. You can imagine them as the age they are. They can imagine. You can imagine as the age that you were when whatever happened happened. But just if you feel like this is your time, look them right in the eyes and say, I forgive you. And with each time that you say, I forgive you, imagine them saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. So it's a back and forth. You're saying, I forgive you. And they're saying, thank you. You're saying, I forgive you. And they're saying, thank you. And just keep this process going for as long as you feel like you want to keep it going. Keep breathing in and out. To add even more power to this, you might want to add their name. I forgive you, Mum. I forgive you, Dad. I forgive you, Jennifer. Whatever it is, whatever name. If it's something that you feel like you are ready to let go of, the more energy you add to this, the more love, the more connection, the more personal touches, the more powerful this will be. So pause this audio if you just need a bit more time to continue with this process. And when you're ready, come back. Okay. To finish this off, if you feel like you are ready to, imagine in your mind's eye giving that person a really big cuddle, a really big hug. Now, you might not want to do that. You might want to give them a handshake. You might just want to say goodbye. Or you might just want to cut the visualization and imagine that person just fading away. It doesn't mean anything bad's happened. It's just that you're releasing that energy from your field right now. And then I want you to bring yourself back to this present moment. And I want you just to take some nice cleansing breaths in and out. And with that, each out breath, just let go. Just allow yourself to sink in to what's just happened, to be present in this moment. Oh my gosh. Take as long as you need. And just say to yourself, I let it all go. 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 It's safe for me to let it all go. It's safe for me to forgive this. When you're ready, bring yourself back to the present moment. If your eyes have been closed, open your eyes. Oh, wow. And just allow the light of the room that you're in just to absolutely flow to you. Maybe you've been in the darkness, in which case turn the light on when you feel ready. And just stretch your body. And just move your body somehow, like shake it off, like really just bring some new energy and shake off this feeling or anything, any heaviness or anything that's kind of still lingering. And I just want to invite you just to go easy about your day to day. You might notice that this comes up again and again and again. Maybe it's a sticky thing or maybe something that you need a little bit more support with. But you just taking that step in making those, that's actually a really powerful exercise, but you making the commitment to yourself that you are ready to forgive is so, so powerful. And if you're not there yet, don't worry. There is no right, there is no wrong. And I absolutely say that do not force yourself. Just allow yourself to be wherever you are. Be okay with wherever you are. And know that when the time is right, you will receive the guidance and you'll receive the support that you need to be able to heal and move forward. And things like this exercise will 1,000,000% allow you to shine that little bit brighter. Because when we let go of what we've been holding on to, and unforgiveness is a really, it can really mess with our energy. It can really mess with our emotions and with our lives, because it's like carrying backpacks. It's like carrying all this stuff. And it's about keeping ourselves in bondage. It's not about that other person. So the visualization that you did was really, that person wasn't even there. But if you're able to see them asking you for forgiveness, and if you're able to complete that process by giving them your forgiveness, even in your imagination, what do you think that will do for you? It's going to release a lot of that energy of that stuckness. It may or may not change your relationship with that person. It may make you realize, actually, do you know what? Now I've kind of forgiven this. I feel like I can actually let that person out of my life. I feel like I can move on. Maybe you, if it's a friendship that you've been hanging on to because, and you kind of can't let it go because you've had this, maybe now that you've gone through this process, you realize, actually, I just want to be free. I don't really need that person. If it's a parent, it could be that when you next see that, that your parent, that things are slightly different. This isn't about forgetting what's happened. It's not about bypassing or pushing anything under the rug. This is 1,000,000% about freeing you. And as I've said before, this is just my method. There are a gazillion methods out there, but the most important thing is to consult with yourself. What do I need? What would work for me? So if this hasn't been as powerful as you'd have liked it to be, ask yourself, how can I do this? What do I need to do? Spend some time in meditation. Spend some time out in nature. Spend some time in places where you're going to actually be able to hear yourself and connect with yourself, because you are the truth keeper. You have the wisdom that you need. So I hope that's been useful. This session has been absolutely healing for me, and I wasn't even really delving deep into it. So I'm going to re-listen to this. I just wanted to share that if you do need any support or guidance, I offer magical one-to-one sessions, which really help people reconnect back to their truth, back to their soul essence, back to their magic, to help you turn your magic back on and be free. So if that's something you're interested in, go to my website, kirstycallow.com, and you'll learn there how you can work with me, and you'll get links to other amazing things that I've created, courses and all sorts of things that might support you on your journey. Sending so much love, and I'll catch you in the next Soul Magic session. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Soul Magic Sessions. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe and check out my website at kirstycallow.com for more info. Have a great day.